Hello, this is Mike Harp, your host of the Divine Healing Prayer Ministry Program, and today I'd like to share with you my testimony. I was born in Houston, Texas, and moved to Mobile, Alabama when I was about 4 years old, and so I was born and raised Catholic, but always a little lukewarm, a little uninformed about the teachings of the faith, and not very interested in it, to be honest with you. But I still had a strong belief in the existence of God. I prayed, I even prayed the rosary and went to Mass every Sunday with my family. And I saw God working in my life, sometimes even miraculously answering prayers. And so I always had that kind of double life going on. I would pray and ask God for help and I'd get the help, but at the same time I was very involved in the world, you know, not in a good way. I was very concerned with being cool and having good times in all the wrong ways, and this kind of bad behavior increased, progressed side by side with my continuing to pray and go to Mass throughout high school and into college at the University of Alabama. There I joined a fraternity and really had a lot of rock bottom experiences after that with living the stereotypical party lifestyle, but still going to church, still praying, and every time I'd hit one of those rock bottoms, I would go to God more sincerely in prayer, and He'd lift me up, dust me off, and unfortunately, I would return to my errors, until one time, I just finally really felt I needed to make a change, and really was in a state of isolation and depression, and I just firmly committed with the inspiration I was having to read the scriptures. And as Catholics, a lot of times we get accused of not really knowing the Bible or not turning to the Bible for help. But, you know, I always believed in the Bible and always heard it read at the Masses. And that's where I went. I started at the beginning with Genesis and read all the way through. And it took me about 8 months to finally complete Revelation. And as I was reading every day, I was praying the rosary, I was begging God for wisdom, and I was even started going to daily Mass and talking to the local priests in Tuscaloosa. And slowly but surely, I really had all my philosophies and my worldviews turned upside down by the knowledge and understanding I was receiving through the text of the Bible. I really saw the truth there, and it was nothing short of a miracle that the Holy Spirit really just opened my eyes to be able to receive the scriptures. And so I started to see where I was doing wrong and saw that a lot of things I thought were good were actually not good, and got real serious about the faith and really prayed about my addictions and all the chains that were binding me to sin. I kind of focused on them one by one and asked God to break those chains and had faith that He would do it, you know. I knocked and He opened the door. And so then I really didn't know what to do, and I had some experiences where I felt I was almost on the telephone with God, because I would really pray sincerely from the heart, and then I would just open up the Bible and put my finger down, and it seemed like He would really give me guidance that way. And it was amazing, and I was so grateful, and I didn't know what to do, where to go, but I thought I should get out of that environment that I was in. And but I prayed to God to show me the way, and I put my finger down in the Bible, and it came to a part of a story. I'm not sure where it was now, but it was a story of a person leaving where he was and returning to home, and it said that he left all his possessions behind. And so I took that as God telling me to go back home to Mobile, Alabama. And to the letter of the word, I met someone that wanted to take over my rent of my apartment, and they wanted to keep all the furniture that was in there, and so, like the scripture said, I left all my possessions behind, and I went back home with no idea where my life was leading. I continued to pray, and my mother, who was kind of like a Saint Monica figure in my life, she had been praying for me real hard throughout my whole time of troubles, and she said she had somewhat of an epiphany one night that I should study theology. I was suddenly praying all the time and very interested in scripture and the church, and it was my passion. And so she said, study theology. And the only place to do that back home was a Jesuit liberal arts college called Spring Hill College. And so I went there and, kind of took a leap of faith and got accepted and began my journey into the subject of theology there. It wasn't always easy. I found that I disagreed with professors many of the time, and luckily, God led me to a spiritual director at South Alabama at the time, and it turned out that he was also the vocations director for the Archdiocese of Mobile. And I didn't know any of that, and I just thought that I should talk to him though, and so I asked him if we could meet one day after I had went to the confession, and he said that we could, and we ended up meeting once a month after that for 3 years straight. And he really formed me in the faith. He kept me on track and answered all my questions, and really, I think, saved my life in a way. And thanks be to God for that. And by the end of our time, and when I graduated from Spring Hill, I got accepted into Franciscan University and was going to go there to continue my studies. But he suggested I should check out seminary and think about being a priest. Now I had some fleeting thoughts of the idea that maybe God could be calling me, but it was just such a foreign idea and something I never anticipated. And to this day, I know a lot of my friends who did find out that I went to seminary are just shocked and dumbfounded that that could ever happen, because it was such a big change of life for me. No one, including myself, would have ever thought that I would be a priest. But I took another leap of faith and I went into seminary. And I just really felt God, had called me to be there, and He was guiding me all the way through, and I had some great experiences, great lessons, and great times ministering to others. But I noticed in seminary I began to lose my prayer life somewhat. I became concerned with people pleasing, with social activities, and not that that's bad, but I went about it in the wrong way. I began to leave my prayer life behind and really just get caught up, kind of, in a lesser sense, in my old ways, almost living another fraternity lifestyle within the seminary, just kind of focused on having fun, and slowly but surely, stopped asking God for guidance and started doing things my own way, unfortunately. And after 4 years of a good experience in seminary, yet, had some troubles from beginning to lead the double life again. I spoke with the Archbishop and vocations directors and my formators, and they said that that they thought I should step away from seminary to discern marriage. And so I did that, and I knew a girl that I had developed feelings for, and we started dating, and I thought she would be the one that I would marry, and she felt the same way. And so we discerned marriage together, and it was really my first healthy relationship. We sought advice from priests, we had a spiritual director, and we prayed together and went to mass together, and it was a really wonderful relationship. And I began to return to a deeper prayer life, and it really began with my reading the Diary of Saint Faustina on the Divine Mercy. And I felt that God was calling me to read that book for a while, even when I was in seminary. And I went to Mass one day, and there were the Divine Mercy nuns, and they were promoting that devotion, and they were selling the book in the back of the church. And so I really didn't have an excuse anymore, and I bought the book and began to read it. Really just flew through it, and, but at the same time, prayed while reading it, almost similar to the way that I first read the Bible. And it's really brought me into a deeper sense of prayer, and I began to feel again the presence of God around me when I would read the book. And after Mass, I would sit in front of the tabernacle, and the presence of God was so strong, and I was having so many new insights. I just asked God, are you calling me back to the priesthood? Do you still want me to be a priest? I thought I was going to get married now, and it felt like He was affirming me in the yes, that He is calling me back to be a priest. And I even opened up that book of Faustina and put my finger down like I used to, and it landed right on the part of the Divine Mercy Novena where it's praying for priests. But I took it and continued to pray about it and played it by ear and talked to my spiritual director about it, and praying for a few months after that and speaking with the priest, I finally ended up feeling in my heart that God was indeed calling me back to the priesthood. And so it was a tough decision, but my girlfriend and I were both committed to doing the will of the Lord, and So we separated, and that's really where I am now. God has led me to a community in Conyers, and we are practicing the spirituality of Louisa Picaretta, who wrote on the divine will. And so I'm discerning entering the monks through divine will, and still praying every day and looking to see where God's leading me next. And as always in my life, it's a leap of faith. And I know we all have those leaps of faith in our life and the journeys, and we have to surrender to the Lord and have fun with it, have a childlike heart, trust that He's leading us, that He's in control, and make an adventure out of it, through sufferings, through hardships, He's right there to comfort us, and we're never alone. So that's my story. Thanks for listening. God bless you.